New medical breakthrough set to detect cancer early to save lives. By Angela Wathoni. It is one of the most aggressive illnesses, and yet the biggest problem has always been finding it early, as it hides and can only be discovered at a later stage when the damage is already done and dusted. Pancreatic cancer is a fatal illness that has taken many lives, including numerous famous people in the UK and around the globe, such as Alan Rickman, Aretha Franklin, and Patrick Swayze. Unfortunately, it is frequently diagnosed at an advanced stage, resulting in only a 7% survival rate for patients beyond 5 years. However, scientists are now developing a simple breath test that could detect pancreatic cancer early enough to save thousands of lives a year. Pancreatic Cancer UK, a dedicated charity that offers specialist support and investment in research, is helping to fund the project. The charity is backing a team of researchers led by Professor George Hanna at Imperial College London, which believes that this test would be a world first for the disease. Helen Whatealy MP, Minister for Social Care, recently visited the laboratories in London to try the test for herself, and there she met Professor Hanna and Dr. Chris McDonald, the head of research. She said, "The earlier we catch cancer, the more likely we are to beat it. That is why breath tests like these could be such an important breakthrough, helping thousands of people get a potentially life-saving early diagnosis." UK's biggest health challenges. The charity claims it is investing more than £650,000 to support the project, building on previously successful research, particularly work from the Early Diagnosis Research Alliance led by Professor Stephen Pereira at University College London. Their research demonstrated for the first time that it is possible to combine biological markers of pancreatic cancer found in blood to create overly sensitive diagnostic tools for the condition. Dr. McDonald said, "Finding an early detection test would make the single biggest difference to pancreatic cancer survival in 50 years. We know that most patients will present with early symptoms 2 years before they are diagnosed, so there is a huge window of opportunity there. The national strategy estimates this increase is in the region of 2% per annum. Cancer is a disease caused by normal cells changing so that they grow in an uncontrolled way. There are more than 200 different types of cancer. Cancer is one of the biggest health challenges in the UK, with 1 in 3 people expected to develop some form of cancer in their lifetime. A diagnosis of cancer can have a devastating effect on people's lives, and the disease kills more people in Nottingham than anything else. That is 26.9% of the deaths in Nottingham. After cancer, circulatory diseases, like hypertension, was the second deadliest illness in Nottingham."